Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the program. Today, I'd like to start with an article by The Master through Benjamin Krem, and it's sourced from one of the very first issues of Share International magazine, so it's from October 1982. The title is Health and Healing Part 1, and it goes as follows. Everywhere today are to be found groups whose main concern is to further the idea of healthy living and to foster the interest of the public in achieving greater vitality and freedom from disease. On all sides, books are appearing offering dietary and other regimes, some new and improved, others based on ancient lore, which claim to cure all bodily ills from overweight to the deadliest scourges to which humanity is prone. A new impetus has been given to research into the causes and nature of disease and to its prevention and cure. As yet, the true cause of disease is quite unknown. Buried deep in man's past, it is largely karmic and is transmitted by heredity. In this karma, all of humanity shares. Ancient transgressions of the laws of life have left this unwelcome heritage, and only a profound reconstruction of our ways of thinking and living will transform this situation and gradually bring balance. That such balance will come is inevitable, but it will take time to eradicate certain age-old diseases and to cleanse the soil of the planet itself. In particular, the traditional forms of burial, widespread today, must give way to cremation, the only sanitary method of disposal of the body after death. Everywhere now are to be found enclaves of research into the newer healing methods. Much experimentation is proceeding along reasonably correct lines, and the doors of knowledge are opening one by one. Soon a flood of new insights will sweep the world, leading to an entirely new approach to disease and its cause and treatment. Behind all of this activity stands hierarchy, watching and guiding from behind the scenes of life, seeking wherever possible to stimulate research and experiment. This stimulus flows along two main lines: to galvanise far-seeing men into exploration of man's constitution and structure, on the knowledge of which an understanding of the mechanism of disease depends, and to stimulate the various means, curative, ameliorative and preventative, old and new, orthodox and unorthodox, which seek to control disease today. One of the outstanding happenings of the present time has been the rise into prominence of so-called spiritual or faith healers of various kinds. There has been a marked shift in public acceptance of their role and gifts, and this on a worldwide scale. A new interest in the ancient healing methods of the East has widened the technical resources and understanding of Western practitioners, while prevention of disease, the creation of conditions of health and vitality, is gradually gaining a major role. All of this portends well for the future, A future in which we shall see the gradual conquering of the ills which so beset mankind. The first step will be to eradicate the fear of disease and, from an understanding of its cause, inculcate a more correct approach to its control. The transformation of social structures will do much to improve the health of humanity, removing much of the chronic stress and anxiety which is the experience of millions today. Greater leisure and recreation will play their part, while sounder agricultural methods will ensure the production of food whose vitality is adequate to man's needs. When mankind realizes the true nature of its constitution as a soul reflecting itself through mental, emotional, and twofold physical, etheric and dense bodies, the first step in the conquering of disease will be taken. Until now, man's attention has been focused on the dense physical plane, while the causes of disease are to be found in the misappropriation of the energies flowing through the subtler bodies. Man is on the verge of a great discovery, that disease is the result of imbalance, that correct balance is maintained by correct thought and action, and that such correct thought and action involves his brothers and sisters everywhere. If man would end disease, he must first end separation. So that was the Master's article. The following is sourced from an edited version of an interview given by Benjamin Krem in Japan in May 2003, and that featured in the November 2003 issue of the magazine. And Mr. Krem begins by saying, "People long to heal, and this is a good thing because healing is necessary and nearly everybody has the capacity. But unless they have the necessary knowledge, they could be acting against the requirements of the person they are trying to heal. Or it might be wasteful, not in economic terms, but in terms of energy, time, and so on, because they do not know enough about technique. Technique, even in so-called spiritual healing, is essential. You have to use energy intelligently, otherwise you are working in the dark. You are working from your emotions. People who are particularly attached to achieving a result or being admired as a healer may have too many illusions about themselves or be too unhealthy to safely give healing. Detachment is essential. There are several obstacles in the way to further understanding of healing and therefore greater efficiency. And I would say, first of all, that I do not believe that much healing is done at all. What is done is amelioration, not true healing. What blocks healing in psychotherapy is that humanity is waiting for psychology as a means of understanding human nature, to accept the fact of the soul. There is a growing understanding that the soul exists, and what they are seeing on the physical plane is the activity of an entity whom they are too shy, too ashamed to call the soul because it sounds too religious. It is not religious. It either exists or does not exist. It is known and named within religion, and it exists apart from and outside of religion. Until psychotherapy accepts the fact of the soul, it will not make very much progress in the healing of the disturbances of the mind. What healers in general, the professionals, do not seem to quite understand or to take seriously is the fact that we live in an energetic universe. Everything is energy. Everything we see, however solid, is energy vibrating at a certain rate. The rate of vibration determines the form. Healing is waiting for the understanding of what disease is, what makes disease. You cannot cure disease until you know how it comes about, what it is and what causes it. It comes about from an imbalance of energy. If you create a balance of energies, you get rid of the disease. You have to understand how energy works in the physical body. Our present science understands only three levels of what we would call physical, and that's solid, liquid, and gaseous. But above gas, there are four further states of physical matter called the etheric planes of matter. They are normally invisible unless you have etheric vision. The soul uses all levels of the physical body. There are seven levels. We know three, but there are four more. For the science of healing to make any progress, understanding of the etheric levels of matter has to come about. People have to know, doctors have to know in order to be proper doctors, to be efficient in healing, not working in the dark. They have to know how the energies come from the soul. But the soul does not exist in the etheric body. The etheric body is the physical vehicle for the soul to use at this level. All illnesses are created by misuse or non-use of soul energy. If you do not use the energy of the soul, or if you use it incorrectly, eventually some kind of disturbance or disease is created. The energy of the soul works through the chakras, or force centres, in the etheric body. The chakras are seven centres from the top of the head to the base of the spine. These are seven main inlets and outlets of energy from the soul to the outer world, or from the outer world to the soul. It works both ways. The aura of the person is infused by the energy from the soul, circulating in and out of the chakras. These chakras are related to the endocrine system, the glands of the physical body, and from the glands to the various organs of the body. So, if you want to cure the organs, which is what most doctors are trying to do, you have to understand whether the organs are getting enough energy and from which chakra. Are the chakras open? Are they doing their work? Is there a stasis or lack of movement? And if there is the energy from the soul, is it being interrupted and blocked in its function? That is what makes disease. So, to cure disease, the healer has to understand the chakras and the use of the chakras and the energies from the chakras to the gland, to the organ, and most people do not know this. When the masters are working more openly in the world, more and more doctors and healers of all kinds will turn their attention to the etheric plane. The world is waiting for a true understanding of the etheric plane of matter. It is still matter, but finer matter than we understand at the present time. When this is understood, then disease can be tackled. It may take 200 to 300 years to rid the world of disease, but it will happen. People will understand more and more. The same applies on the psychological level. It is the same energy, and it is either being used well or not. There is a subtle function of the soul in the physical body that is not understood. The link between the soul and its appearance in the physical body is through the nervous system. The nervous system is made up of threads that run down the spine and out into the tips of your fingers and toes. All of the nervous system is there to carry the energy from the soul. Each of the threads, or nadis as they are called, of the nervous system is hollow and is filled with gas. That gas comes from the soul. It has never been discovered scientifically, but it will be. And then people will understand how the soul infuses the whole of the physical body with its energy. The nervous system is, as it were, the highest aspect of the physical, because it is the link between the soul and the physical body. It is physical, but inside is the gas of the soul, and that carries the purpose of soul, or the particular quality of soul light, into the physical body. This is waiting to be discovered, and when this is discovered, healing will go higher and higher. There will be a great advance in the capacity to heal. True spiritual healing of a scientific kind comes from various masters of our spiritual hierarchy. The healer does not do the healing, but is simply a channel for healing from the higher source. The masters use etheric, all four planes of the etheric, and spiritual or soul energy as required. It is important to realise that the law of cause and effect, also called the law of karma, governs all phases of the healing art. All healing energy comes essentially from God. God does not tap one on the shoulder, but works through agencies. The masters are one of the main agencies. Some people are ill simply because they are doing nothing. The soul is pouring energy in and they are not using it. They do nothing. The soul is saying, serve, serve. That is why the soul comes into incarnation, to serve the plan of evolution. But if the person does not do it, they get ill, and neither they nor the doctor knows why. So those were the comments from Benjamin Krem. And we have time to read the second article on health and healing by Benjamin Krem's master. So this is part two, and it's found in the November 1982 issue of the magazine. And it begins as follows. Every few years, a further advance is made in the understanding and control of disease, as we call that state of disequilibrium of mind and body which so troubles mankind. Each new advance pushes back a little the limits of man's knowledge of himself and opens the door to further illumination. As we stand on the threshold of a new era, humanity is poised as never before to receive new light. Quickened by the stimulus of the Christ and his masters, man is ready to discover the truths of his existence, which eventually will free him totally from disease. The first step in the eradication of any disease must be an understanding of its cause. Hitherto, the cause of most disease has eluded man's search, so ignorant has he been of the nature of his constitution and the laws under which he functions. From now on, as man proceeds along a more correct course and grasps the necessity of right relationship, this will begin to be remedied. Disease is ultimately the result of wrong relationship to our higher self, the soul, and to our brothers and sisters throughout the world, and to the whole of which we are a part. By the misuse of soul energy, we set in motion the causation. By wrong relationship to our fellows, we bring about disequilibrium and disharmony and illness of all kinds. Through our sense of separation, we cut ourselves off from the healing potencies which everywhere surround us. A mighty task awaits humanity at this turning point in its life. To cleanse the world of the age-old habits of wrong thinking and living, to change entirely its manner of social living in such a way as to make possible a new freedom from fear, fear of want, of war, of disease and death. An enormous task indeed, but one worth all the effort involved, for it would lead to a new livingness, a new and sweeter relationship between men, and to a world governed by the principles of justice and brotherhood, sharing and love. What finer goal could there be for humanity than to create such a world? No one can gainsay the benefits that such a transformation would bring, and we, the masters, will help you in your task, revealing to you the best paths and possibilities. It will not be long until research into the etheric fields begins in earnest, and when it does, it will transform the therapeutic situation. The new psychology, the coming science of the soul, will throw much light on the nature and cause of disease and point the way to its prevention. In time, man will learn to approach and work with the diva or angelic evolution, many aspects of which are deeply engaged in the healing process. And thus, stage by stage, disease will be eradicated from the world to be replaced by a vitality and well-being seldom seen today, but which is man's birthright did he but know it. The stage is being set for this transformation. And I've missed out a couple of bits because we've run out of time. But thank you very much for listening. If you'd like more information, check out the website share-international.org, and wishing you all a lovely week.